Let us understand why a buyer should visit a distributor's facility. The distributor should certainly be adequately stocked. It means the distributor normally buys directly from the manufacturer so as he keep adequate stock for the demand which subsequently expected to come from the market. Secondly, the distributor's employees should be high in morale. They should be alert, intelligent, so that the buyer had good chances of getting best services and absolutely no error or very minimum error. The distributor site should be so clean and significantly visible that the products are stacked appropriately. Visibility of the brand, visibility of the site is following all safety standards. Let us try to look at some of the forms which we can use for vendor registration. A sample form here. It is talking about name of the buyer. Here it is shown as ABC Private Limited. And the address is the registered address of the company. Vendor registration form will have part 1, general. What are the general requirements? Name of the company, address it from its factory or works if it prevails, address of the office from where the administration and the operations are happening, the telephone contact, contact details like telephone, fax, email, the person to whom we can liaise with, and the holidays, including a weekly holidays and any other paid holidays, the designation of the contact person, the type of organization, and its own ownership or proprietary, and the GST number and date, CST number and date, ECC number, names of major products manufactured, names of major customers. It's very critical. If you capture the customers, those they are serving, if they are our competitors or a very similar type of industry, it helps us to revalidate with our the competitors as well as some of our equivalent business partners to see that the vendor is valid for such supplies. Very important, because most of the time the dealing is happening through the bank, so you should have validated bank and banker's name and address and details. Further, part 2, what is his manufacturing setup? What are the machineries and equipment he is holding? What is his manpower? What type of managers they have and their qualification? And what type of workers and workforce he has, so as the workforce is capable of managing those kind of requirements. For an example, if it is an engineering industry, naturally the workers should have at least an engineering diploma. Quality assurance. What type of quality assurance they are following? What kind of standard and method they are following? What they do at the receiving stage, what in the working process stage, whether the finished product inspection is happening as per the procedures laid down, as per the policy of the company, type of measuring instruments and gauges available, because in industrial productions, you need to validate the product output based on certain quality parameters. To validate the quality parameters, we need a lot of testing equipment which are available, which are available with the vendor. Similarly, what type of guarantee and warranty the supplier or the vendor is providing while giving you service or supplies? Whether he is capable of providing inspection, pre-inspection prior to the product is being dispatched, if there is a need or such arises, whether he is capable of doing so. Any additional relevant information about that organization which may help to decide about the vendor. These are all standard format, but it may not necessarily be only requirement. There can be certain financial validation required to get a vendor registered in some cases. Once the buyer decides to visit a seller's site, what he should do is create one simple questionnaire which will enable him to decide his capability and as well as his service and quality related parameters. Is the equipment up to date? Whether whatever machineries and equipment he is using, these are all up to standard and up to date based on the need. Is there effective material control is followed? It means there is inbound and outbound logistics, material flow through various hands and channel till it reaches the end customer. It is the buyer. So he starts from his supplier. All inbounds are appropriately managed, so as his storage is there, there is a consumption, then there is again in-house in-house movement of material, then it is outbound logistics, and again finally reaches the end consumer, that is nothing but of us. Our working conditions are good, whether his facility is equipped appropriately with adequate safety standards, our facilities are well maintained, whether it is the facility is clean and tidy, so as everywhere all necessary equipments are in place, there is no haphazard movements here and there, whether there is a proper fire protection. Is the workplace fast but unhurried? Means the product lines are appropriately engineered so as the product flow through appropriately, there is not in a hurried way but as per the process and design. Does the supplier have the equipment to handle the buyer's order? Whether he has the right equipment to ensure our supplies are as per our design? Does the supplier have sufficient receiving and shipping facility? Whether he has appropriate docks of arrival of material, appropriate dock to ship the material from the facility? Is the supplier currently making products similar to those which buyers interested? Whether a similar product or the same product he is manufacturing, so as we can revalidate whether our the supplier is capable of providing those requirement. Personnel. Supplier managements may also appear to be homogeneous, but they are not. Regardless of their products and processes, all companies depend heavily on the caliber of their managers. A good supplier always had good managers. Let us little more description of that. If the manager is appropriately qualified to ensure our products are made as per design, it is natural the products all through appropriately and final outputs reaches to the buyer, that is buyers. The buyer should insist on meeting suppliers, materials manager as well as other executives. If each of the supplier HODs know his job thoroughly, the buyer has less to worry. As we stated in the earlier point, if we know, everybody knows their roles and responsibility, it's natural the output is also be appropriate as per the procedures and policies. The buyer should meet lower level of supervisors as well. It is always good to identify what is really happening is on the shop floor. If we go and meet the people working on the shop floor and interact with them to understand what is happening in the ground, so it is natural we get the right inputs. Suppliers labor relations are also important, because it's in any company, if the labor relations is not appropriate, naturally possibility of certain kind of lockout or certain kind of strike happening, so our supplies can be interrupted. Financial resources. It is sound to prefer an extremely profitable vendor to a lesser profitable one. It means a vendor is appropriately managing his financials, it is more disciplined on financial activities, natural, his cost is lower, so he offers a better price, so as we get a better buying components. And so our product finally ends with a better offers to our customer. No buyer wants to give the important purchase orders to a weak supplier, it's natural, because if the supplier is weak, no buyer will release the purchase order to the seller. If the supply is large and publicly owned, the buyer should ask the sales representative for a copy of the latest annual reports. It means this is a listed company, natural, we can look at their total financial status in the balance sheet and come to a conclusion whether it is a disciplined company, so as the most of the outputs are coming based on the policies and procedures, so naturally the output is also as per our design and requirement. The financial analyst on the buyer's materials manager's staff should periodically review the latest balance sheet and income statement of each major supplier, which we spoke about today's scenario. All the listed companies' financial status are available online. If it is not listed company, we can definitely ask for from the vendor or supplier, so we can analyze their capability so as they meet our requirements. Financial resources. If the latest balance sheet shows that the supplier's business is deteriorating, the buyer should investigate and may want to change supplier before the company financial condition becomes critical. We spoke about it. It means if the financial condition of the company is bad, it is natural there is a possibility either the company can wind up or it can be sold off to somebody else, or there can be a lockout situation. In that case, we may lose our inputs on time and naturally we will be in trouble. The buyer should be interested in the trend of company's profits. The buyer also to see whether the profit of our vendor is appropriate, is natural that his association with our company will be more stronger and stable. Financial limitations. When buyers place too much business with a single supplier, they not only limit competition but also restrict their freedom of action in changing suppliers. It is always important to have multiple vendors or supplier in case this type of components are very important for our production. Why it is so? If any kind of losses or challenges happening at vendors or suppliers end, naturally it will reflect in our own productions and supplies. A few companies want to use more than 10% of the supplier's capacity unless there is a special reason for doing so. When a company breaks this rule, one reason could be nepotism. To acquire technological know-how of some specialized supplier, company places majority of its business with that supplier. It happens many of the time we may go and give an order to a single vendor because he is a specialized supplier, and naturally we will try to get his technological know-how to improve our output as well as the facility. Reputation. If a potential supplier has a bad reputation, one should clearly avoid doing business with them. Why it is so? If the reputation is not good, it is natural you will have a bad name in the industry, so as other repercussions of problems can occur in subsequently. If the buyer belongs to a group like the National Association of Purchasing Management, he may get tips on supplier reputation from his fellow members. Developing new supplier, which we dwell upon many times. Ideally, a supplier should have the equipment and know-how and knowledge so as his capability of meeting our requirements and as per design. It's also he should be financially sound so as he is not failure of servicing sub-quality sub-products and supplies on time. In real life, this is often not in the case because in many cases it is not happened very easily. So we have to investigate, and we have used the form for vendor registration where we can do all these cross checks prior to deciding whether we should go with the supplier or not. Sometimes buyers deliberately give business to inexperienced supplier. It is two reasons. One is reducing the cost and also developing alternative by providing support and make that supplier to ensure he is meeting our requirements subsequently. Sometimes they have no choice, but usually they have good reason for deliberately gambling on a new supplier. There are all possibility. There is a shortage of material, or some of our supplier is failed to service. We may have to gamble it out from a new supplier. Sometime we may fail or sometime may success. But if we scrutinize the track record of the supplier, most of the assessment which we have done, it will ensure that he is also a good supplier subsequently. Developing new supplier. Continuing, a buyer looking for a supplier for something that he has never made before must obviously select an inexperienced supplier, which I spoke about a few minutes before. If it is possible, sometime a buyer can go to a supplier who is not doing the job, but he can develop him for future supplies, adequately provide him experience and get the best price, and the loyalty increases subsequently, so as that supplier stick with you with the best pricing offers through the company time to time. Sometimes the buyer is taking a risk. Yes, there is a risk. But he would have done a similar type of items earlier with great difficulty earlier, but subsequently deliver it as per our design and he learned it through the process. The product that give the buyers problems are those that are completely different from anything that he has made before. There are possibility, of course, when we are developing a new supplier, whatever products he is giving as a new input, it may fail totally in our system but need some correction time or modification which he is able to adapt. So natural that he, the supplier, will be developed appropriately. Going further on developing new supplier, buyers go to great pains to develop new and untried supplier when there is nothing new or revolutionary about the product. There are several qualified producers. Their usual reason is to stimulate competition in the field. We spoke about we can't stick to one vendor or supplier for any specialized product. It is naturally the single vendor scenario in the market need to be stimulated through competition. So natural, one of the option available with the buyer is to develop a new supplier who may not have the competency in totality but invest or willing to invest and provide you this kind of support and assurance. Sometimes a buyer may wish to develop a new supplier even when existing vendors are doing an excellent job. We spoke about it, because there can be a further demand and the demand cannot be fulfilled by the existing supplier. Natural, the capacity will be enhanced either with the existing vendor or go to a new vendor. So it is always better to go with an additional option when the demand is unforeseen, though we can look for how to optimize between two vendors. Buyer may wish to develop a vendor in a geographic area that cannot be easily served by existing supplier. There are possibility some of the components or inputs we need in a place where an existing supplier cannot provide you. So we have to identify local guys, those are within the geographic area and able to provide you or willing to invest and able to provide subsequent supplies and services. The development process, how it happens. Regardless of motive, most good buyers are always in the process of developing at least one or two new suppliers, which we spoke about largely. So it's a purchase manager's motive to ensure that he develop multiple options of procurement components from various suppliers, even though there are only one existing vendor we are working with. In this process, what we can do is definitely develop a better processes either at our side as well as at the vendor's side. They cannot always use conventional techniques to locate them, particularly if they are introducing the supplier to work that is not there in his line. We again reiterating the same process when we are doing a vendor registration. Some of the inputs which he is sharing may not be feasible to go with him, but if the willingness of the vendor, supplier or vendor is to work with associate and work with us closely, it is natural we can do and define a process to develop a new supplier. Sometimes they develop new sources by suggesting that certain dependable suppliers broaden their product lines. Further on development process of a supplier, if the supplier management is good enough, it means the management of the supplier is good enough and is sometime the buyer ignored the other criterion to select the vendor. It is possible for such vendors or supplier, the company is willing to invest on money, lend them money, invest on their equipment and provide skilled personnel and be extremely generous in pricing orders until the new supplier gains experience. It means providing opportunity to the vendor or supplier to gain experience. It is also possible sometime the buyer go with a long-term contract so enable the seller to invest on their equipment and manpower and plant, so to provide the extreme services in later stage and enter into a new field. Buyers usually like to start a new supplier with a small part of their total needs, which we spoke about. If there is one existing vendor is supplying good service but still we will go with a new vendor, there is a possibility that we may try to invest on new vendor identification process and also give a small order to validate his capability. They naturally prefer to negotiate prices for the new supplier that are lower than those charged by the established supplier. It is also possible when we are developing a new supplier, it is natural that we will be negotiating with him for better prices than the existing supplier. In many cases, they are successful in this, particularly when the supplier is being introduced because of the buyer considers price charge by existing supplier excessive. There are possibility, the overheads of the existing supplier goes up and natural he is trying to build his build into the his price and cost. The cost is built into the price. So it is always necessary to continue to do a develop a new suppliers so as the cost of our cost is optimal to avoid our pricing is also goes up subsequently. Thank you so much.